Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and welcome to the show. Those who listen to it now or download it later, and I have a great speaker. I'm a little bit partial to him, though. His name is Gene Abbott, and that's my dad. And, Dad, I know you've been doing your shows now for a few weeks, and we got some rave reviews. I really enjoy them, but I'm an easy sell, right? Or it's hard to be a prophet in your own home. That's what I've always found. But you do.
Yeah. Oh, me.
It's all good. Yeah, Dad, I know. But we were chatting this morning, and you got a cool show scheduled. So tell us what it's all about and what we have to look forward to tonight at 8 p.m. East Coast time.
Well, I want to talk about something that means something to everyone. It's the topic of the subject is, what is man? Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the Son of Man that you're mindful of him? That's found in Psalms 144:3. When someone sees a newborn baby for the first time, they often say something like, I can tell she's a Smith because she has her grandmother's eyes. Or he looks like his dad. The resemblance is expected. Kids most likely look like their parents and other family members, and God made us that way. Not only did he intend for our physical features to resemble our ancestors, he designed us to resemble him, to express his nature, his character, his spirit. He created us to look like him. He created us in his image. Theologians and lay Christians often debate the meaning of the words made in his image. But the bottom line is that God designed us to be like him. He created us distinct from all other creatures, uniquely able to reason, be creative, and distinct from all other creatures, and uniquely reason to be creative, demonstrate a moral conscience, communicate with language, and have a relationship with others. We're most likely because we are more than flesh. Remember that, folks. We're more than flesh. We are most likely because we are more than flesh. He created us with his spirit. Even more incredible that is beyond the general similarities, each human is unique from all other humans. Each of us is a one-of-a-kind expression of God's creative abilities. We are really fearful and wonderfully made. So what is man? Three passages of scriptures ask this question. The psalmist asks it in the above text and in Hebrews 2:6. The intense writer of that book quoted from the parallel passage in Psalms 8:4. Each of these sections, the wonders behind the question was the amazing authority that God the Creator has conferred on man. He obviously had really blown it. Through God, that's what they say. Natural experience would imply that God had something of a lapse of judgment in delegating a key managerial task over the planet to being the first major decision was to rebel against his maker. Why do we rebel against God? God is great. God is good. God is everything. Even those that don't believe in God, you'll never find somebody on his deathbed that curses God. You'll never hear someone curse God and say there's no such thing as God. When all else fails, we have the resemblance of prayer. Why do we pray? Why do people get irritated with other people that say there is no God? There's no God. Why ain't you talk about it? Just go and do your business. But it's not so. Obviously, God does not, nor did he, make a mistake. So what then is man? What if the omnipotent, omniscient creator grants such far-reaching abilities to humanity? How can we find a reasonable answer to such a question? If indeed there is a creator, have you ever studied human anatomy, the anatomy of trees and plants and everything? You find that there is a design. Wherever there is a design, there has to be a designer. I choose to believe in God. If indeed there is a creator, he has revealed something of himself in recorded texts where we can find evidence of his sovereignty, of his sovereign design and planning for such a weighty responsibility. Mankind was created uniquely. Every human being is unique in their own way. Tonight we'll study and I'll talk about what is man. I look forward to the night because it's a weighty subject. What is man? And God created us to be like him. And Christ was his firstborn, and he gave him up to be like him. So what I'm going to talk about tonight, T.
Well, I like it. What is man? So I'm going to put that out there, too, on your, you know, as a subject matter. And you'll have a lot of women call in because they're like, yeah, I want to know what man is. So anyway, they're in for a little bit of a surprise. It's all good, Dad.
Remember, it's mankind. It's not, it's a duplicity of sex. So we're not talking about man. We're talking about man and women alike. You know that.
I gotcha, right? So, but I know that there will be others that won't get it until they get on there. So have fun. And you're getting a lot of downloads for your show. So what surprises me, too, is you're getting quite a bit of downloads for the pre-show, you know. And I've never really done that before with people, but I wanted to try it out, see how it would work. So, you know, it's fun, it's exciting, it's truth. And you have such a strong belief and it comes across and passion for it. For your connection to God and your relationship with God. So I appreciate that more than you know. And I'm sure everyone else does. Okay. And excited to hear about it. I won't get to hear it tonight because I've got an appointment, but I will hear it tomorrow morning and give you my thoughts and feedback. And, you know, what I love about my father, you guys, is I can always tell him anything. And he could do the same. And straight shooter is always good. So you'll get that tonight with this show. He'll give it to you straight. And no, passive aggressive is not who my dad is. So you guys will get it straight. So that's a good thing. Anyway, to all those listening, tonight it'll be at 8 p.m. East Coast time, 760-890-7143. A lot of you guys like it by the web. So you have the web link there that I'll post. And then you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and get it too as well. So everybody have a great now, and we will, and my father, will see you tonight.
By the way, Steve, it's election time in Florida. Who are you voting for?
Who am I voting for? I never talk about politics, but I will tell you this. I'm a Republican. Okay, so registered Republican since the age of 18. So, you know. Should I say that? Probably shouldn't. I never talk about politics. Anyway, I voted differently different times, but I voted the other day. So just to let you know. Anyway, they were at Walmart, not Walmart, but the shopping center here. So anyway, who are you voting for, Dad?
Toss up between Trump and toss up between Trump and Cruz. But our election in Tennessee was last week, so.
I gotcha.
I want to tell I wanted Cruz.
You want to
Cruz? I believe Trump will win Florida.
I do too. I think Trump's going to win. And, you know, Cruz had a, we don't have state tax here, but Cruz did, I was really impressed what he did in Ohio where he eliminated state tax. I thought that was interesting how he did that. And they're both smart men. Trump is a little bit crazy and wild, don't you think? So, but the Cruz is... I like him better.
He's not crazy.
You know, one thing... How can they
build a $9 billion business and be crazy? I don't know.
Hey, I want to share this with you, though. This is something you taught me, and I will always honor it. And my father said, when we have a president in the office, don't be bitching about the president. And he goes, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to bitch about the president. And that's just not a cool energy to put out there. Because you know what? I come from a military family, and I had relatives and uncles die in the wars. And so I will, whatever president I have, whoever wins, I'm going to honor that president the best of my ability, because there are going to be others that tear him down. And if we put good stuff out there and good energy toward our president, I'm going to promise you he's going to have a lot better time being the best he can be. I feel that. And you taught me that when I was a kid. Do you remember that?
All right.
I'm not, right? All right, everybody. Take care. We'll talk soon. All right, bye, Dad.
Take care. Good night.